Welcome back into another edition of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. I'm Adam Gobb. Today on the show, we've got athletic director and head baseball coach over at Gaston College. That's Sean Doty. He's going to be here in studio talking to us a little bit about what it's been like getting an athletic program off the ground over the last 3 years and the rapid success some of their teams have had. You know, Savvy Citizen now has a live music series? Check out the monthly episodes of Savvy Sounds, where we bring you original music and interviews with musicians from in and around Gaston County. View it on demand on the Gaston County Government YouTube page. Just search for the Savvy Sounds playlist. Welcome back to another edition of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. I'm Adam Gobb, and today on the show, we're with Sean Doty, who is the athletic director for Gaston College, and want to thank Sean for coming in the studio today.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you. Anytime we have an opportunity to kind of sing the praises of what we're doing over at Gaston College and, you know, restarting athletics, it's an exciting day for me. And I'd also be remiss if I didn't tell you that I'm the athletic director as well as the head baseball coach. I'm pretty proud of that accomplishment as well. So I wanted to make sure that that in there.
Well, and the baseball team, you guys had a heck of a season last year. And I'm assuming that you're shooting for the same sort of goals, if not even higher this year.
We really are. I know 3 years ago when we started this venture, Dr. Hoosier and the administration and everyone around us decided that, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do it the way it needs to be. Let's do it first class. And with the renovation of Sims, that's really helped us from a recruiting standpoint. And then, you know, you never know what you're going to get the first year. And for us to go out and win 41 games and win the regular season title, we weren't eligible for postseason that first year, but we went 41-9. And then, you know, last year was kind of a magical run. You go 50-13, you go to Grand Junction, you go to the World Series, you finish fifth. And then, you know, right now off to a great start. We're 14-2 and we're currently ranked anywhere from number 3 to number 6 in the country. So it's been a heck of a ride. There's a lot of people that have helped make that happen. Again, it starts at the top with our administration and the commitment that they've made to athletics in general. And we just want to try to get that out because it's a great product and we really want the folks in Gastonia to get behind it and come see us play.
So what do you attribute some of the success to? I know that college athletics on the whole has been changed dramatically over the last few years with the NIL. I wouldn't think that that's necessarily the case at the level that you guys are playing at though, right?
No, I don't think so. But I do think, you know, everybody thought that we might be a little bit cuckoo when we decided to open this thing and start it. You know, we were doing it right in the middle or right at the end of the pandemic, if you remember.
Right.
And so it actually has helped us from the standpoint of a lot of these kids got extra years of eligibility, which meant that you had sixth year seniors and fifth year juniors. And so if you were a young kid, if you were a freshman or a sophomore, you probably weren't going to play for 2 or 3 years, you know, particularly at the Division I level. And so what we were able to do is take those young men and say, you know, you need to go get at bats, you need to go get innings pitched. And, you know, rather than sit on the bench at a Division I school, come here, get better. And, you know, enhance your opportunities to go play elsewhere. Along those lines, in the 3 years plus that we've been doing this, I mean, we already have 27 guys that have committed to Division I schools.
Wow.
So, you know, I think from our standpoint, you know, it's an opportunity to play. It's an opportunity to play at, you know, quite frankly, as nice a park as some of the Division I schools have. And then it's also an opportunity to enhance your stock as a player while you're getting, you know, your 2 year degree. And that's a big deal because you get, you know, those 60 hours out of the way and then you transfer to school X, wherever that may be. And you're that much closer to graduation. Class sizes are smaller. There's so many advantages from the academic standpoint as well. And so we try to hit on, you know, all of the positives. We've done a really good job. Coach Rand, our recruiting coordinator, Coach McAllister, our infield coach, you know, have done a really good job of identifying young men. You know, people give us a hard time a little bit. We are not a Division I school, but we live in that transfer portal a little bit. You know, we lost 22 guys off last year's team. Well, 20 of those guys went Division I.
Wow.
But we brought in 16 Division I transfers this fall.
Okay.
So, you know, we'd like to get a little heavier mix on the high school side.
Sure.
But you know, getting started, that was a great way to do it. And, you know, we hit on a lot more guys than we missed on, which anytime you go recruit, you're going to hit and miss on certain guys. But yep. We've been really fortunate that we've gotten the right mix of guys and put it together. And again, we play, you know, in a ballpark that's got some history to it and a city that loves baseball. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's just been a perfect storm for us to get going.
Well, and Gaston College has always been a great educational institution for the county, for the area. But how much does it change kind of perception and maybe support of the school when you add the Rhinos logo and the mascot and you add the sports? Because without that, it seems like there's almost a piece that's missing, right?
No, I would agree. And I think when Dr. Hoosier called me and talked to me about this opportunity, that was one of the things that we talked about is kind of giving Gaston College, who has unbelievable nursing program, yep. who has an unbelievable CTE, you know, and all of the academic programs they had. But as you said, you know, not really an identity. Well, now we're the Rhinos.
Yep.
And we have athletics, and we have athletics at a high level, and young men and young women want to come to our place not only to get a great education, two-year education, but also have a chance to further their, you know, athletic careers. So the marketing piece has been unbelievable. Everybody likes the Rhino. I think we're the only school in the country that has Rhinos as a mascot, or one of two, possibly.
Okay.
But, you know, the color scheme, everything. I mean, when you're starting a new program, you know, the task was a little bit daunting, and I joke all the time, Dr. Hoosier needed somebody that was either dumb enough or arrogant enough to think they could do this, and I was probably both.
There you go.
And so, you know, I had no idea. When we recruited our first two kids, I remember it like it was yesterday. I said, well, Coach, what are your colors? I don't know.
Right.
What's your mascot? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know?
And to be determined.
Right. And so it just went from that. And I know in Grand Junction last year, Rhino gear was at a premium. I know that every time that we, you know, do an online store, people want to buy it. I know our bookstore sales, you know, even with our early college kids and our campus.
Yeah.
I mean, guys wearing Rhino gear, you know, Fear the Horn, all the hashtags, all those things. And I think athletics helps give your college, which is already a great product, an even better identity.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of the vision that he had. And, you know, hopefully with what we've been able to accomplish, not only in baseball, with all our sports, I'd be remiss, you know, if I didn't talk about, you know, all five of our sports, but it's given us an opportunity to get our name out regionally, you know, state-wise, and even nationally. I mean, we have nine kids from out of state that probably didn't know a whole lot about how good Gaston College was academically, but are here because of what we've been able to do from an athletic standpoint.
You talked about the five different sports that you guys have available, and you know, obviously starting an athletic program from the ground up, trying to decide which sports to get into is probably an interesting conversation. But one of the ones you chose to go with was beach volleyball.
Yes.
So what was the decision behind going that route? Because that's a little bit non-traditional.
It is non-traditional. The beach volleyball came about because right now, today, we don't have a gym on campus.
Right.
And so that makes it a little bit more difficult, you know, to start an indoor volleyball team.
Sure.
But we had the space and the ability, and Dr. Hoosier had the vision to say, well, you know, let's go outside the box a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you would start court volleyball before you would start beach.
Right.
But since we had the ability to go ahead and get the court volleyball, you know, that's the only sport that we truly have on campus right now.
Okay.
We've built a nice 5-court facility. We're actually hosting the conference tournament there.
Wow.
This year, and only our second year of eligibility. So I don't think we went about it backwards. I think we went about it with what we had available.
Right.
And, you know, right now, you know, we are going to be in the process of building a gymnasium along with a weight room and some other things. We just got that money approved. Again, Dr. Hoosier doing Dr. Hoosier things. And so I could foresee in the near future where court and beach kind of morph and we have both of those sports.
Sure.
But beach volleyball it's unusual. You know, people talk about that all the time and say, why beach? And my answer to them is, why not? And yeah, it's, you know, it's a unique sport, and I think it gives a little bit of if you know, folks come over and watch it and they see it, and there's not as many beach volleyball teams around this area as we would like, but it's an up and coming sport. You see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so we tried to get it on the ground floor, and Coach Enrique has done a good job. And we actually made the national tournament last year and hope to do that again this year.
That's terrific. Speaking of programs that have, you know, made the national tournaments, in addition to the baseball team, the softball team was really good last year as well, right?
Right. And we're really happy with the, you know, the agreement that we've been able to have with Caramount Park. Obviously there are some changes going on.
Yep.
In regard to the ownership group and those things.
But, sure.
But our relationship with Caramount and with the city has been outstanding. And I can't foresee, you know, a time that until we get a facility built on campus there that we won't be able to play there. And then from a recruiting standpoint, you know, you take a 17 and 18-year-old young lady and yeah, you put her in that situation and say, hey, by the way, you know, we play our home games right here at a, yep, you know, $50 million facility. And, you know, it's just been, again, the ability of us in the city to kind of sit down and say what's best for everybody. Because, you know, every time we bring a team in on a weekend series, that's hotel rooms, that's, mm-hmm, you know, that's lodging, that's meals, that's, you know, more people coming into our community, which also helps. And
absolutely,
so, you know, the more opportunities we get to host. But as far as the season for Mike and his crew went, you know, they started as a club team their first year.
Okay.
So that was a little bit rough. And then, you know, first year of eligibility, they make it all the way to the World Series and
yeah,
and play well. And it's very, very rare that you have one team make it in the first year of eligibility, much less two.
Right.
So little bit of a challenge because all of a sudden you're looking at, well, where's this money going to come from? You mm-hmm, don't budget to go to the World Series every year.
Because you guys were basically having to fundraise on the fly for it, right?
Well, a little bit. And you know, it's a good problem to have. You
yeah,
know, Dr. Hoosier and I discussed it, and he's like, well, what if we do this every year? I said, well, we're going to have to raise a lot more money.
Right, so, right.
But I do think that that those two programs have kind of set the bar, at least here early. Mm-hmm. Basketball is continuing to improve.
Yep.
That will get a huge boost once we get the arena on campus. I think it's, you know, it's difficult for them having to play at the high school. And
because they're playing at Ashbrook right
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, and there's yeah, some challenges with that.
Sure.
You know, you don't get to practice where you play every single day.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of disheveled and moving around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So we're aware of the challenges that we have. But even with that, we've been competitive, you know, all 3 years. We'll continue to be competitive. And, you know, there's this coming. I tell our guys all the time, just be patient.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to get the basketball program to where we want it to be. And the biggest reason, again, is because of the commitment that's been made, you know, from the administration all the way to the teachers on down. And we've got good kids. You know, I'd also tell you that sometimes junior college athletics gets a little bit of a stigma of, well, it's kids that don't have grades.
Right, right.
That's just not the case. You know, our team GPA, you know, this fall was a 3.24.
Wow.
Our softball GPA was a 3.44.
Wow.
Our overall GPA was over a 3. And that's, you're talking about over 100 athletes.
Yeah.
So if you look at that in comparison to just your normal student, mm-hmm, we're ahead of the game there as well.
Wow.
So not only are we getting good players, we're getting good students, we're getting good stewards of the university, and then we're moving them on to four-year schools. You know, it's really neat. Derek Vartanian is the Friday night starter for Campbell. He's projected to go in the top two rounds of the Major League Draft. So
that's pretty tremendous.
Soon, yeah, here pretty soon we'll have our first Rhino that's playing professional baseball.
Wow.
And so, you know, you just continue to build. And the goal is to continue to build the five sports that we have. Mm-hmm. At some point to look to add on. I'm not going to tell you when or what sports yet because we don't know.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that Dr. Hoosier and myself are constantly evaluating, you know, what would be next and where to go from here. And, mm-hmm, you know, the biggest, I wouldn't say issue that we face, but we just need to get it out there more. We need more folks to come. I know when, you know, the CPL was there, you know, with the team that played at Sims in the Coastal Plains League.
I know what you're talking about.
Escapes me, but, yeah, you know, those folks were drawing you know, 1,000 folks a game. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, what can we do to draw 500-600 folks a game? And we're just excited to bring it to Gaston County. And I can tell you that, you know, just being around and talking to different people in the community, there is a sense of pride. More and more folks are starting to be excited about it and ask more questions. And, you know, those things to me prove that our growth is going to be continuous and on, you know, continue to take an uptick.
Well, in terms of recruiting players, like I would think just as an athlete, it's got to be kind of a cool feeling to be in on the ground floor and to be somebody that helped build something that you can look back, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later and go, I was part of that first group that was there. That's when this all started.
No, that's absolutely right. And we could have used you as a recruiter for us that first year. No, that was exactly what we did.
Yeah.
When we got to Sims Park, it obviously didn't look like it looks now.
Right.
We did not have the turf. We did not have the locker rooms. You mm-hmm. know, we didn't even have a baseball on campus. And
you're just selling a dream at that point.
That's it. And so you're saying, you know, hey, here's what we know is going to happen. We mm-hmm. have complete faith in the folks that are above us and that we're going to get this done. But how cool would it be for that first, you know, banner that goes on the wall for you to be a part of? You mm-hmm. know, 25 years from now when you come back, the first team that went 41-9 and won that regular season championship, that's your team.
Yeah.
You know, you built that. And then conversely, next year, you know, the next year when we went 50-13, hey, you're the first team that's ever been to the World Series. You know, now the goal is you're selling, let's be the first team to win that daggone thing.
Right.
And, you know, we've built the program to that point. It is funny, and it was a difficult road. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it wasn't. You know, I can remember signing our first two student athletes to get ready to go play. And I took the letters of intent up to Dr. Hoosier and he signed them, and man, we were excited. And, mm-hmm. and I looked at him and said, now what? He said, well, heck, I don't know. where do they go from here? And yeah. who pays it and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So we've come a million miles from that. You know, we have a much better idea, but I think the concept will always remain the same. You're going to get a quality education because Gaston is, you know, renowned for that.
Yep.
You're going to get your AA out of the way, your 60-degree degree, you know, 60-hour degree out of the way.
Yep.
And that's going to help you when you get to that next school to graduate on time in 4 years, because the truth of the matter, and I love our guys. And we are going to have some guys that can play professional baseball, but at the end of the day, that's not it.
Right.
It's that piece of paper.
Yep.
And when we bring kids in on visits, it's always an interesting dynamic. The kids ask all the baseball questions. The parents ask all the academic questions.
Yeah, I bet.
And for me, you know, it's about baseball's going to end for all of us someday. Even the guys that play in the big leagues, you know, I was fortunate enough to coach Justin Verlander at Old Dominion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, Justin's a pretty good player. He's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, he's done okay.
Yeah. He's done all right. Right. And so probably going to be, you know, a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
But even him, at 42 now, at some point, somebody's going to take the ball away from him and say, you can't play anymore.
Yep.
Well, so what do you have to fall back on? And our goal at Gaston is just to make sure that those young men know, you know, when they leave there, that they've got a degree path that they enjoy. And I tell people all the time, you know, I don't work for a living. I enjoy what I do. And
yeah.
so that's what I want our young men to be able to do, what, mm-hmm. you know, in whatever capacity that looks like. If they want to be businessmen, they want to be accountants, they want to be lawyers. Heaven forbid they be baseball coaches. I tell them that all the time. I said, if you want to look like me at age 52, that's what you do. But other than that, you know, I want to make sure that our parents understand that too. And we have some things in place that I brought with me from the Division I's in regard to academics.
Mm-hmm.
We have a student services team, you know, for all of our students, but we have tutors for our athletes. We have mandatory study hall in which our assistant coaches help monitor that. We live in an age now where you can go to Gaston College and never have to set foot on campus.
Yeah. Virtual classes and
not 100% sure I like that. That might be the old school in me. I kind of like to get them up out of the bed and make sure that they're going to where they need to go.
Sure.
But you know, our folks at Student Services, I mean, have the ability to call and say, hey, you didn't log in today. You know, you got to log in X number of times. And so we really, really try to make sure that we stay on top of it. And I think that's been proven by our GPAs this fall. And so we want to make every aspect of the student's experience here at Gaston as high level as it can be. Mm-hmm. And I think when you talk about recruiting, that's, you know, why do we get so many Division I transfers? Well, those kids come in here, and not only do they get their two-year degree, but they actually get a better scholarship at a different D1 than the Division I school that they left. And so word of mouth is the best recruiter. I tell people all the time, it's my job to tell you how good I can, you know, make your son.
Yeah.
Talk to our players. You know, let some of our players that have been here and gone on, let them talk to you. You know, kids are our best recruiters.
And absolutely. So
what you have to do is make sure that those young men are on the same page as you and have, like, you know, a like mindset. And our mindset, quite frankly, is very high. We want to be a top 10 junior college in the country every single year. Mm-hmm. We want to have an opportunity to compete to go to the World Series every year. And we want to have a 3.0 GPA in the classroom every year. And to do those three things, you got to have really disciplined kids, you got to have a really good staff, and you got to have an administration, you know, and teachers and faculty and staff that are behind you.
Well, and it sounds like you've got the groundwork already laid, so.
We do. You know, we're going to continue to get better. The next step is what sports and when. And yep. Then, you know, just to continue and to improve on the product, we do. We're very aware, and Dr. Hoosier is very aware of the need for us to have, you know, an on-campus facility for basketball.
Yep.
That's going to come. We would love to, at some point, have an on-campus facility for softball. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with Sims. I enjoy the tradition and the history of that.
Absolutely.
It's 8 minutes from our campus.
Right.
So I don't have a desire for us to move our facility. I think that that's where we need to be. Mm-hmm. I also like the partnerships that we have with the city and with Perfect Game. You know, Perfect Game is a very good recruiting event, and they're playing something out there all summer. Mm. So, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. I don't enjoy the recruiting twirl as much as as our young guys do.
Right.
So I might send our young guys to Atlanta to go watch, and I'll say, well, hey, guys. And they'll kind of roll their eyes. I'll go over to Sims and watch games.
Today, yeah, you know? Yeah. You'll make that 8 minute drive.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys go out to Virginia. I'll be at Sims, but it really has been from day one a labor of love, and I can't give enough credit to, again, I go back to it, our administration, to Dr. Hoosier, our faculty, our staff, and man, we've got some really good assistant coaches. Jacob Rand came from Wingate. Mm. Where they had won a national championship.
Yep.
Coach McAllister played at Coastal Carolina. And then, North Carolina Central, unfortunately, dropped their program, Division I. We were able to get him. And then Kyler Johnston, a young man that, you know, either fortunately or unfortunately for him, I've known for a long time. I coached him 20-something years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he's back, so he understands me, good, bad, and ugly. And to have, you know, that kind of camaraderie within your staff also says a lot about why you're successful.
Absolutely. So if folks wanted to know more about, like, schedules and where you guys are playing, what's the best way to kind of check that out if they want to come check out a game?
Man, our website's amazing. So gcrhinos.com, you know, and then athletics, click the athletics tab. You know, you have your drop downs, baseball, softball, gives you all five sports.
Yep.
Click on schedules. You can see schedule. You can see stats. You can see game times. And it's really easy to get to. And then we live stream every home game.
Okay.
And, you know, I know when we played Walter State Community College a year ago, you know, they're a perennial top five team in the country. We had over 1,500 viewers.
Wow.
For a live stream game. And so if you can't make it to the ballpark, I mean, just turn us on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And watch the game. And because, you know, it's tough on a Tuesday at 2.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that.
Yep.
And that's everywhere you go.
Yep.
But unfortunately, you can't play night games at 6 o'clock in February. And so, but you know, the weekend games are easy to get to. There is no charge.
Okay.
So, you know, right now you can come in, you know, bring yourself a sandwich and a drink, sit down, watch a game. If you need to leave and then come back to see the second end of the doubleheader. So for us, it's all about, again, just getting the brand out there, getting more folks wearing the Rhino.
Yep.
And just trying to make sure that we make it as accessible for the public as we can.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely.
Wish you guys the best of continued success, not only with this season, but the many seasons to come.
I'm excited. There haven't been, you know, at 51 years old, it's an, I'm not 51, golly, I'm giving myself too much credit. I'm 54 years old. Anyway, at this age, to be able to undertake this and to see it come to fruition like it has been really, really special. It's not very often. And I think you hit the nail on the head in the beginning. I mean, how many times do you get to say, hey, I built this, or we built this?
Right.
You know, whatever this looks like 10 years from now, I feel like we have put it on such a solid base that when I'm long gone, Gaston College Athletics is going to continue to flourish. And hopefully the next guy, you know, beats my win record, and the guy after mm-hmm. him beats his win record. And I just think that we're on such solid ground because of the groundwork that we laid to start this thing, that Gaston College Athletics is going to be here a while. It's going to continue to get its name out. And one of these days we'll knock down that door and win a national championship and go from there.
Good deal. Sean Doty with Gaston College, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, if you're listening to this, you're already a savvy citizen. But are you looking to know more about what's happening around Gaston County? From important meetings to key dates to intriguing events, we've got it all. Check out our 6 things to start your week, publishing every Monday on GastonGov.com and Gaston County Government's social media channels. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. It's produced by the Gaston County Communications Office, with hosts Janet Schaefer, D'Andrea Bradley, Elizabeth McGee, and Adam Gobb. Joshua Braswell serves as executive producer, and Gavin Stewart serves as field reporter and producer. Please like us and share reviews on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere you get your podcasts.